God is near to all that call upon him. January 4. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. God is pleased when we keep our faces turned toward the Son of Righteousness. When we are in trouble and pressed down with anxieties, the Lord is near, and he bids us cast all our care upon him, because he cares for us. He comes to all his children in their affliction. In time of danger he is their refuge. In sorrow, he offers them joy and consolation. Shall we turn from the Redeemer, the fountain of living water, to hew out for ourselves broken cisterns, which can hold no water? When danger approaches, shall we seek for help from those as weak as ourselves, or shall we flee to him who is mighty to save? His arms are open wide, and he utters the gracious invitation, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." It is not the manifestation of his great and awful majesty and unparalleled power that will leave us without excuse if we refuse him our love and obedience. It is the love, the compassion, the patience, the long-suffering that he has shown which will witness against those who do not offer him the willing service of their lives. Those who turn to God with heart and soul and mind will find in him peaceful security. He knows just what we need, just what we can bear, and he will give us grace to endure every trial and test that he brings upon us. My constant prayer is for a greater nearness to God. Every provision has been made to meet the needs of our spiritual and our moral nature. Light and immortality are brought to light through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has said that he has set before us an open door, and no man can shut it. The open door is before us, and through the grace of Christ, beams of merciful light stream forth from the gates ajar.